Malone followed Clarendon's finger and studied the top left portion of the picture, where, in the shadows, behind the little man, a table and shelf stood. On top lay a human skull.
"What does all this mean?" Malone asked Clarendon.
"Caridad translates to charity, which can also be love. The black habit the man at the table wears is from the Order of the Knights of Calatrava, a Spanish religious society devoted to Jesus Christ. I can tell from the design on the sleeve. Acabose is completion. The AO could be a reference to Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters in the Greek alphabet, the beginning and end. The skull? I have no idea."
Malone recalled what Bigou supposedly wrote in the Rennes Parish Register just before he fled France for Spain. "Read the rules of the Caridad."
"What rules are we to read?"
Clarendon studied the drawing in the weak light.
"Notice something about the little man on the stool. See his shoes? His feet are planted on black squares in the flooring, diagonal to one another."
"The floor resembles a chessboard," Stephanie said.
"And the bishop moves diagonally, as the feet indicate."
"So, the little man is a bishop?" Stephanie asked.
"No," Malone said, understanding.
"In French chess, the bishop is the fool."
Clarendon rested his finger atop the little man on the stool.
"Here is the wise fool, who apparently has a secret that deals with Alpha and Omega."
Malone understood.
"Christ has been called that."
"Oui. And when you add acabose, you have completion of Alpha and Omega. Completion of Christ."
"But what does that mean?" Stephanie asked.
"Madame, might I see Stublein's book?"
She found the volume and handed it to Clarendon.
"Let's look at the gravestone again. This and the painting are related. Remember, it was the Abbé Bigou who left both clues. He must have felt that Marie Daudepoul's family secret, which he knew, was too great not to pass on. Lars always believed the false grave of Marie in the cemetery held the actual clue. In the car, when you first showed me this gravestone drawing, many things occurred to me."
He reached for a blank pad and pen that lay on the table.
"Now I know this carving is full of information."
Malone studied the letters and symbols on the gravestones.
"The stone on the right lay flat on Marie's grave and does not contain the sort of inscription normally found on graves. Its left side is written in Latin."
Clarendon wrote "et in pax" on the pad.
"This translates to and in peace, but it has problems. Pax is the nominative case of peace and is grammatically incorrect after the preposition in. The right-hand column is written in Greek and is gibberish. But I've been thinking about that, and the solution finally came to me. The inscription is actually all Latin, written in the Greek alphabet. When you translate into Roman, the E, T, I, N, and A are fine. But the P is an R, the X becomes a K, and